Last P then is promotion. So this is how a business informs consumers about their product. This will help to increase the sales and the brand recognition. So some reasons why a business will promote their product. So it'll help them to launch a new product. So to let people know that there's a new product coming out in the market. To remind consumers of their product to increase sales. So you might have an advertising campaign to remind consumers that the product's on the market, that you can buy it. And to help consumers recognize their product over competitor products itself. As part of promotion, then you're going to have a promotional mix. Now your promotional mix, this is the use of different promotional activities to inform consumers about their product. And there's 8 different ways that a company can do that. It can look at advertising, sales promotion, public relations, sponsorship, personal selling, social media, celebrity endorsements, and your product placement. So advertising itself, this is the communicating with the public to let them know about a product and to get them to buy it. Now there's 5 ways that a company can use advertising. You got informative advertising, persuasive advertising, competitive advertising, reminder advertising, and generic advertising. So informative advertising, this is information given to the public about the product. It provides information about the product to potential consumers. You just inform the consumers about the product and what it does. Persuasive advertising, this tries to get the consumer to buy the product, so gets them to believe that they need the product themselves, so you can't do without it. Competitive advertising, this is when the businesses tells consumers that their product is better than competition. So if there's other products in the market, your product is the best. Reminder advertising, this is used to remind consumers that the product is still available, and it's used towards the end of the product life cycle and has tried to increase sales. And then you've got generic advertising. Businesses in the same industry come together to try and persuade consumers to buy a particular type of product, for example, on board beer and buying pork products. ASAI then, that's the Advertising Standard Authority of Ireland, and they make sure that advertising is legal, honest and truthful. Your second type of promotion then is sales promotion. So these are offers to consumers to try and persuade them to buy your product. So for example, buy one, get one free, free samples and loyalty cards. Public relations then, number 3, their role is to give a positive image of the business. This is usually achieved by organizing events to a local area, reacting to negative publicity quickly and making it positive. And they might use things like a press release, which is when a business gets in contact with a local paper to print an article about a product they are releasing. Number 4, sponsorship. This is when a business gives financial support to an event or team in return for promotion of the business. So for example, having your name on a local jersey, GEA team. Number 5, social media. This is where businesses advertise online. It's quick and cheap and an easy way to promote their products. They get in touch with the global market as well. So for example, Facebook and Instagram. Celebrity endorsements then. So this is when a business uses famous people to promote their product. In return, the famous person will get free samples or money rewards. So if you think of Just Eat and Snoop Dogg. Product placement then. So this is when a business pays to have their product on screen in TV programs. So the presence is enough to bring attention to the product. For example, Audi and Captain America. And you might even see it on Fair City as well.